National Skills Week 2022 is set to be held later this month, with this year's initiative being centred around the theme, A Universe of Skills. It seeks to raise the profile and status of practical and vocational learning while aiming to dispel negative perceptions. Tamar Pilibusian asked the National Skills Week Chairman Brian Wexham what they were trying to achieve during this week.
Essentially, it's to bring a focus to vocational education, the diversity of what you can get in terms of career pathways through vocational education.
And why is it important?
Because now we've got skill shortages across the mining industry, the hospitality industry. We have enormous skill shortages. And obviously what we ensure is students that are studying, whether they're in year 9, 10, 11, 12, are made aware of what the opportunities are and how they can realise those opportunities and what the study and pathways are that they need to undertake. And many of the skills needs are through vocational education. In other words, going to a TAFE or going to a similar private provider.
And what is the vision that you have?
The vision that I've got is to get parents to understand better that university isn't always the best way. It's right for some students, but it's not right for everybody. And we have a perception that university will provide a better career pathway, and that's not always the case. And so my vision is to provide an opportunity and to get people to put their Let's Explore hats on to see the diversity of what you can actually do through vocational education. I mean, you can do fashion design, you can do costume design, you can learn to become an apprentice jockey. There are all these different things, and it's about, in my mind, connecting a passion with a career outcome.
The National Skills Week page says that this week will be dedicated to raising the status of practical and vocational learning. Why there is this focus on those particular skills?
The skills that are being focused on are where we've got the skills needs. And so, I mean, I mentioned earlier on about aged care and healthcare. I think we need something like another 800,000 workers over the next 5 to 10 years. Then digital skills. Digital skills are desperately in need. You know, things like cybersecurity. I think we need another 20,000 cybersecurity workers. So the idea of National Skills Week is to highlight some of these areas where we have skills needs. Hospitality and tourism is another one where, you know, we've been reliant in the past on backpackers and visitors to Australia at the moment because of COVID. And so there are many, many vacancies in restaurants and cafes and hotels. And we need to fill these positions, not only for the benefit of the economic outcome for Australia, but also to provide really useful careers. Now, agriculture is another very, very important industry. I mean, agriculture is looking to become Australia's next $100 billion industry, but we need people to go into agriculture. And many of these industries are changing. They're changing because technology, digital, is affecting the way we go about work. And it doesn't matter whether you're a building construction worker, whether or not you're in the mining industry. Digital skills are absolutely essential.
And what is your message to all Aussies?
The message that I want people to do is twofold. The first one is to really look and see what you're passionate about. Because if you're passionate about something, you'll never actually work a day in your life if you're able to forge a career out of it. And the second thing is to really explore all the different courses and the opportunities that can emanate from doing a career pathway through TAFE. And I guess thirdly is to look at some of the opportunities and where we've got the skills needs. And there are many places that you can go. There are good websites that you can explore. Go into those websites and have a look around.
Brian Wexham, National Skills Week Chairman, speaking there with Tamar Pilibusian.